Yeah, look, it's delighted to get the result. It was kind of, we talked a lot before this game about trying to get into the quarterfinal. It's, I know it's not us guaranteed in the quarterfinal, but I think you need a lot of things, fixtures to fall against you and a lot of results to go against you for us not to make the quarterfinal. So that's the way we approached it, and we're glad to get the result, and hopefully now that is us in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, it was a tough enough opening to the game. It was 5-4 in your favour after 22 minutes, but you really pushed on late in the half.
Yeah, look, there's a strong breeze there, out there as well. It's difficult to kick into that breeze. We were very happy with how the first quarter went. We were, I think, two up at the end of the first quarter into that breeze, which we were happy with at half time. I think we'd stretched out to maybe 5-point lead, I think it was, at half time into that breeze. So we were really, really happy with where we were. And I thought the intensity levels of the boys was really good today. It was much big improvement in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the third quarter continued in the same vein, and you went 11 unanswered points there, like, which was pretty good going.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, no, but that is good tipping, and I think we kept the scoreboard moving, which was important. Again, it was something we talked about from last week. We went a long time last week without scoring, and against Glenfinnan we went 10 or 12 minutes without scoring, so it's just important to keep the scoreboard ticking, and thankfully we did today.
Yeah, and I suppose you mixed it up a wee bit in your team selection, a couple of boys coming in and stuff. How did you think they fared out?
Oh, I don't know, really well. I think, like, Caelan McGill there was his first start this year. He's come on his last 2 games. Was really good when he came on his last 2 games, but started today and I thought he was excellent. He's been brilliant the last 2 years for us. And look at it, we have a big squad, big panel, and it's horses for courses. There's, next week, depending on who we play, will depend a lot on the team selection as well. So it's good to have them options.
Do you have to be careful next week and perhaps take an eye looking forward, or do you just play it as you see it now?
No, definitely. Look, if we're in the quarterfinal, we will have to be careful about who we play, and there's loads of, look at, we can make changes and it won't weaken our team too much because we have loads of options. Like John O'Malley's just coming back from injury, he didn't feature today, and he'll need game time as well. And there's loads of players that need game time that wouldn't have played much in the last week or two, so coming into a quarter final. So it's a game we'll be taking serious no matter what. But again, a lot will depend on whether we need a result as well to get into the quarter final. But we'll just report, we'll see how the draw goes tonight, and we'll reassess then after that.
Yeah, and Anthony Thompson didn't feature today. How's he?
No, Anthony's not too bad now. If it was a knockout game today, he probably would have played, but he just a small knock he picked up towards the end of the game last week, but nothing major. No, he should be fine for next week again.